This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Groshman, Leilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha. Tu B'Av, Friday the 3rd of August, Rabbi David Zaltzbacher, Thinking in Learning.
I've just been informed, quite rightly, the English is incorrect, Thinking in Learning, but it's definitely yeshivish jargon, Thinking in Learning. Now, obviously, as we just heard, good morning, everyone. Today is the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av. I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about Tu B'Av, but I noticed that there was a shiur 2 days ago from Rabbi Klein about Tu B'Av. So last night I listened to his whole shiur, and it was a fascinating shiur. But one point I want to speak about, as he mentioned, there are about five different reasons for what's special about today. The last one mentioned in the Gemara, at the end of Tanis, the Gemara says like this: Rabba and Rabbi Yosef d'Omer Travayu. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said, "Yoim sheposku melichros eitzim lemarocha." During the summer months, they would prepare the wood to be used for the mizbeach, for burning. During the summer months, the sun would dry out the wood, so it wouldn't be damp anymore. There wouldn't be a problem of worms because you couldn't have wood with worms in it to be used on the Mizbeach. So during the summer months, they would cut up that wood, and it was the day they finished cutting the wood, they would make this Yom Tov of Tu B'Av. Incidentally, this is one of the Mekoros that we make a Siyum when we finish a Mitzvah. Tu B'Av is a Yom Tov when they finish the Mitzvah of cutting the wood. There's a lot of discussion what exactly is the connection and questions on that. But even within this, what exactly is the simcha? So they finished doing the mitzvah. What exactly is the simcha? So there's a wonderful line of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Yoim sheposkim melichros eitzim lemarocha," the day they finish cutting the wood for the mizbeach, "umikan va'elach," from that day onward, "Moisifin lasik b'teira." When, although it's a wonderful mitzvah to cut wood for the mizbeach, but nothing compares to Talmud Torah. So although it's a mitzvah which needs to be done, it's got to be done for the mizbeach, but they looked forward to the day of Tu B'Av when they could go back to the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that is the simcha of Tu B'Av. It's a bit ironic that this day, as Rabbi Klein mentioned, it falls at a time when people are going away, when people are traveling, when people have money, when the learning actually diminishes somewhat. It is actually a responsibility for the next line of Gemara, and according to this Pshat of Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara's continuation fits in so beautifully. Omer of Menashe of the Korolah Yoib Tava Magal, Mikan Ve'elach, from that day onward, Demoisif Yosef. If somebody adds to his learning from this day onward, Yosef, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add to his days. So the continuation of the Gemara fits in very nicely. We've just explained that they stopped cutting the wood in order to go back to learn. So therefore that is the Avodas Hayoyim, that we should increase our learning. Rashi explains a bit more that from Tu B'Av onward, the nights get slightly longer, and therefore we should be learning more Torah specifically at night. And we're going to come and explain that. So Rashi explains, "Lasoik b'Torah b'Leilus," that the nights should be learned more from this day onward. With that in mind, about learning Torah at night, I'd like to go into a discussion about the Ikar Mitzvahs Talmud Torah and how do we fulfill that mitzvah. That's clear in the Rambam, that everybody is chayev to learn Torah all his life. The famous words of the Rambam are, "Kol ish mi Yisrael chayev b'talmud Torah." Every yitz chayev, bein oni, bein osher. If he's poor, if he's rich, bein sholem begufo, if Baruch Hashem is healthy. Unfortunately, bein bal yisurim, whether he's a man who's afflicted with pain. Bein bochur, whether he's a young bochur, bein shoyezokin godel. Or is an old man, Shatoshash Koicha, he's very weak. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah continues. Chayev likvoya lo yizman le Talmud Torah. He's chayev to fix a time to learn Torah b'yoyim u'balayla. Shenema, and this pasuk is important for today's shir. V'hogisa boy yoyimam v'layla. The ikar chayev Talmud Torah is not learned from this pasuk. V'hogisa boy yoyimam v'layla. We'll see other pasukim of that. But what this pasuk is teaching me is there's a mitzvah b'yoyim u'balayla. A person constantly has to be learning b'yoyim u'balayla. All the makoros which the Rambam brings about the chi of Talmud Torah are all in relation to learning with somebody else. V'shinantom levonecha, v'limadatem oisam espeneichem. The Rambam always brings the psukim. The mitzvah is to teach, which obviously means verbally talk to somebody else using the peh, speaking. That's clear that when a person is not learning with somebody else, he's learning by himself, of course he's mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah. The shaila which I want to discuss today, do we say that the mitzvahs Talmud Torah has to always be in a way that you could teach it to somebody else? In other words, it must always be peh. You must always say the words of Torah. Or no, you are just as easily mekayim if you learn by yourself, if you're thinking and learning. Hence, the discussion of the shir today, thinking and learning. Of course, that's poshut. It's a wonderful thing to think and learning. You go along the street to think and learning. But is that the ikar mitzvahs Talmud Torah? Or perhaps the ikar mitzvahs Talmud Torah is actually to say the words. And we will see this has big nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. The Rambam, we'll start off with a couple of diyukim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Per Gimel, Aloch Yud Gimel, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And we touched on this just before when we spoke about Tu B'Av. Afal pi she mitzvah lilmoid b'yoyim u'balaylo, even though there's a mitzvah to learn day and night, ein odom loymeid roiv chochmosoi ela b'laylo. The main chochma that a person acquires is at night. V'chol bayis, any house, she'ein nishmoyen boi divrei Torah b'layla, that you don't hear the words of Torah at night, eish echloseich chas v'sholem. It's a bit mashma from the wording of the Rambam, that the mitzvah is that there has to be a sound. Because the Rambam uses an expression, v'chol bayis, she'ein nishmoyen boi divrei Torah. The words of Torah have to be heard. It's not good enough just to do it behiro. Now that's a diuk, and you don't know if the Rambam is dafka, maybe it's just an expression, any house where Torah is not heard, but it doesn't mean literally heard. Or you could learn that this special segula, that it protects the house, it's taka when Torah is learnt bekoil. It's well known that Rav Eliashiv Zichtzal Divrocha, when he learnt, he always learns Bekoil. You could listen to him saying the Gemara. Oh, with a nice tune, but it was Bekoil. But that doesn't, it's not an absolute raya from the Loshon Rambam because he used the word Nishmoim, that Mamish has to be Bekoil. In fact, in the same Perek in Rambam, you can be Medayek the other way around. There the Rambam talks about the importance of Yegia B'Torah, toiling in Torah. And he writes there, V'chol ha-mashmiya koiloi b'shas talmudoi. Anybody who learns, and you hear his voice, you can hear the sounds of learning, talmudoi niskayim b'yodoi. That's a wonderful segula from the Gemara, that his learning will be remembered if he says it out loud. Aval ha-koirei b'lachash, somebody who just looks into the book, the havdol like a secular novel, and he just reads it, says the Rambam, Koire belachash b'mehero hu shecheach. He will forget it quickly. It's a Gemara in Erevin. Mashma from these words, that learning Torah belachash is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's just that you don't have this special maila that you will remember it. You'll forget that learning, but it doesn't say it's not Torah. It just says you don't have that maila. So you could see, do you keep this way, do you keep that way? It's not mefurish. However, we'll now come to the halacha lemaisa in this shaila. So we're asking, learning Torah through hirhur, through thought, is that in kiyum mitzvahs talmud Torah? When I was thinking about this subject for the shir, and it came Tisha B'Av, I learned Hilchus Tisha B'Av, and Mefurush and Hilchus Tisha B'Av, this has a huge nafkemina. We know that on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to learn Torah, apart from a few areas of Dvarim Haroim. So are you allowed to think about Torah? Are you allowed to think in learning? If you say that it's a normal mitzvah Talmud Torah, it just loses its segula of speaking out loud, then it would be also Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, if it's not mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's a very nice thing, better than thinking about other things, but it's not mitzvah Talmud Torah, then maybe that would be mutter on Tisha B'Av. In fact, this is a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, but we can see how the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha that it's not poshut. The Shulchan Aruch writes, just the se'if after writing what that you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, he writes, Yesh mi she'oisa lilmoid al yedei hirur. There are those who say it's forbidden to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av al yedei hirur. This is the Bis Yosef in the name of the Igor. What's Taka Pshat? There are those that say you're not allowed to learn Torah when you're thinking you're learning on Tisha B'Av. Explains the Mogen Avraham, even though we hold hirur lav kedibur dami, that thinking is not speech, nevertheless, what's the whole reason why you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? It's not pshat that there's an Issa Talmud Torah as such. The din is that on Tisha B'Av one has to be bavelus. Torah is mesameach, mesam cheliv. Therefore, you're not allowed to learn Torah. So what's the difference if you're learning Torah through mitzvah Talmud Torah through speech, or you're thinking in learning? It might taka not be Torah, but at least it's besameach. The very fact that the Mogen Avraham says, even though hiro lav kedibur domi, mashma, it's not real divrei Torah, and therefore it should be mutar on Tisha B'Av, nevertheless, but because it's mesameach, it's still osa. From his strongly mashma, that thinking and learning is not mitzvah Talmud Torah. And the only reason why it's osa on Tisha B'Av is because at the same time it's mesameach. But it's not because be'etzem it's Talmud Torah. The Vilna Gaon there says, I am the Maharil. Look at the Maharil in Hilchus Tisha B'Av. There are a few areas the Maharil talks about where this shaila about thinking and learning has nafkamin as the halacha. We've just touched on one now, is on Tisha B'Av. So he writes as follows. We paskin in any area which requires dibur, for example, Kriya Shema, Birchas Hamozen, wherever you require dibur, we paskin hirur lav kedibur tami. As we've just seen in the Mogen Avraham as well. Therefore, based on that, it should be mutter to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, because hirur lav kedibur tami, it's not mitzvah Talmud Torah. On Shabbos, we know, there's a din d'rabbanon from the Nevi'im, of the daber dovo, that it's also to speak on Shabbos in Yonei Chol. What about hirur? Are you allowed to on Shabbos think about things in Yonei Chol? It's in halacha, it's mutter. Why? Because it's not dibur. It's all brought here in the Maril. So therefore, the Maril says, Me'ikadin, one should be allowed to think in learning on Tisha B'Av. But then he says, like we've just said previously, you can't compare it because here the issa of learning on Tisha B'Av is not mitzad hilchus Talmud Torah, it's because it's mesameach. And Torah, when you're thinking, you're learning, gives joy. And he says, Adarabba, does a person really get joy by just reading through words? That's not where you get simcha in Torah. When do you get a pleasure and a geschmack in learning? Is when you think about it. That's the ikka simcha. So that's dafka what's osa on Tisha B'Av. And he says, here comes another big nafkemina about thinking in learning. In the Besakise, you're not allowed to learn Torah. That's poshut. Are you allowed to think in learning in the Beis HaKiseh? Says the Maharil that of course you're not allowed to learn Torah in the bathhouse, in the bathhouse, that means where people are walking around without clothes, in the toilet. But he says that's not because it's Talmud Torah. So the Maharil, the reason is that there's a posuk, V'hoya machanecha kodosh, that there's an union of tznius. And in the Beis HaKiseh, one doesn't think of learning. Not that it's Talmud Torah, but it's definitely not a place where you're thinking of Dvarim Shepikudusha. And on Shabbos, the whole reason why Dibur is Asa and Hirur is Mutter, because on Shabbos, to speak publicly, b'fahesya, about in Yonei Chol, that's a Chilul Shabbos, midrabbanan. Thinking about it, that's not a problem. From all this is mashma from the Maharil on this halacha, that thinking in learning is not mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's Asa in certain places, on Tisha B'Av it's Asa because it's Mesamech. In the Beis HaMerchatz it's Asa because of Ahoya Machanecha Kodesh. On Shabbos, it's mutter to think in learning. It's mutter to think about Dvar Shevachol. Because Hirur Lav Kedibur Domi. From all these things, it's mashma that Hirur itself is not Be'ikat Mitzvah Talmud Torah. In fact, in the bathhouse, in the outer room where people are getting changed, the Gemara calls this the Emtsoi. Some people are dressed, some people are undressed. There, the Ramah writes, Mefurish at Simon Pei Dalet, you're allowed to think in learning. You're definitely not allowed to talk in learning there, says the Shulchan Aruch. But you're allowed to think in learning. Why? Because thinking in learning at that stage, in the Beis HaMerchatz, where people are getting changed, is not a problem of Ahoya Machanecha Kodosh. And it's not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. You're not allowed to talk in Torah there, because that would be real Torah. But you're definitely allowed to think in learning. So beautiful, from this whole sukkah, it's clear, at least from these makoros we've brought, that Hirur Divrei Torah is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The most important nafka minna in this halacha is first thing in the morning. A person wakes up, he's a bed Torah, and the first thing he does when he wakes up, he thinks and learning of the kasha he went to sleep with. But he hasn't yet made Birchas HaTorah. And we know you're not allowed to learn Torah until you've made Birchas HaTorah. So here comes an important Shail HaLocha LaMaisa. Is a person allowed to think in learning before he's made Birchas HaTorah? And that's a very, very Yosefistic Shaila. If you say it's Hirur is proper Divrei Torah, then of course it'd be also. Here's Mefurish HaLocha and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, Hamaharer b'divrei Torah. Somebody who thinks in divrei Torah, ein tzarech levorech. He doesn't need to make Birchas HaTorah. Why, explains the Taz? Because we pasken hirur lav k'dibur domi. Hirur in Torah is not divrei Torah. It's a gewaltige zach, but it's not Torah. It's not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The bracha was made when you do Mitzvah Talmud Torah. This is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Here are Lav Kedibur Domi. Therefore, when you wake up in the morning, it's a fantastic mitzvah. You think about learning. It's not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. You can think, you don't need to make Birchas HaTorah on that. Therefore, says the Taz, as soon as a person has made Birchas HaTorah, it's very important that immediately he starts learning the Peh. He has to verbalize the Torah. We have the minute that in shul we say Birchas HaTorah and immediately we start saying Divrei Torah, the psukim of Birchas Kohanim. But we have to, if you're at home and you say Birchas HaTorah, you have to immediately not just think in learning, you have to say the words. Otherwise it's a chesaron, it's not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That fits in very well as we've been explaining Shittas Shulchan Aruch, that Hirur Divrei Torah is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Vilna Gaon, on this piece of Shulchan Aruch, writes important words. Avol kol zeh tzorich iyun. I don't understand this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Tzorich iyun. Dekan bevorech al ha-mitzvah. Here, Birchas HaTorah, you're making a bracha on mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Listen to the words of the God. V'chileka mitzvah behirur. Is there no mitzvahs Talmud Torah when you're thinking and learning? And I'll bring you a raya. V'haloi ne'ma v'hogisa boi yoimon v'layla. What's the meaning of the word v'hogisa? Says the God, Yogisa Higoyoin is something in the mind. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Heg Yoin Libi. It's thoughts. You see, before says the God, that Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Yom Kayim, Behirur as well. A very well-known Machlekes Shulchan Aruch and the God. The Shulchan Aruch holds that Hiro Divrei Torah is not Divrei Torah. And the God holds it is. He says, Mefurish, is this not a mitzvah? V'hogisa boyem v'layla, he goyen is believe. Pashtus is a very big machlekes here, Gon and the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Vilna Gon, on Tisha B'Av, it's poshut, you're not allowed to think in learning. You don't need to come onto the Svara that really you'd be allowed to, but because it's Mesameach, therefore it's Osa. No! There's no difference in learning the pair or learning the hero according to the God. It's possible you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av.
You wouldn't be allowed to think differently.
All these halak that one has to come back. We'll come to one or two of them. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, which I want to concentrate on now. The Shulchan Aruch himself seems to have ignored the pasuk of Ogisa Boyom and Velayla. We brought this much earlier in the Rambam, this pasuk of Ogisa Boyom and Velayla. He goin is believe. What's happened to that pasuk according to the Shulchan Aruch? There are two ways we can answer this question. One is, and the truth is a lot what I'm saying, one has to think back, as Rabbi Yanki just said, to the other areas. I don't think we have time to go through all of them. One way is to learn that Be'emes, the Shulchan Aruch agrees to the Vilna Gaon. There's just as much mitzvah in Hiro Divrei Torah, at least in this halacha here. In Hiro Divrei Torah, Be'emes, it's mitzvah Talmud Torah. So why don't you need to make a brocha? And here says the Levush for a different reason. That there are rules in Hilchos Brochas. One of the rules in Hilchos Brochas is that we only make a brocha when you do an action. When you, as a mitzvah, believe in the mind, we don't make a bracha. Famously, says the Bes Yosef, we don't make a bracha on bittul chometz, because bittul is believe. Therefore, theoretically, one should make a bracha on learning Torah Behiru. But with Tan Hilchus brachas, you don't. This pshat fits in very nicely within Hilchus Birchsa Torah. But the way how we've been explaining Shittas Shulchan Aruch throughout Shulchan Aruch seems to be no, Hiro Divrei Torah is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Therefore, we come back to our question, what happened to this pasuk of V'hogisa Boi Yoimam V'Laila? I'd like to read out an incredible few lines of the Shulchan Aruch Chorav. V'chol Adam Tzarech Lizoir. Everybody's got to be careful. L'hoitzi b'sfosov, to verbalize his Torah, u'lashmia la'oznov, that his voice, his ears can hear it. It's not good enough just to say the words quietly. You have to say it so that you can hear it. Kol ma sheloimed. V'chol ma sheloimed behirur, any Torah which is done just by thinking, ve'ef sheloi l'hoitzi b'sfosov, and he's able to verbalize it, and he doesn't, he just thinks it, he's not yoitze in this learning. Yidei mitzvahs v'limadatem oisam. Incredible halacha here in Shulchan Aruch. You are not yoitze if you do not say the words. Yes, it's a gewalte gezach, but mitzvahs Talmud Torah it's not. And listen to the raya he brings. Let's step back a second. What was the raya of the Vilna Gaon that you are yoitze with Hirur? V'hogisa bo yoimam v'layla. Listen to this line of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What's my raya that you are yoitze only with Dibur and not b'Hirur? Because the Pasuk says, lo yomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. The words of Torah should not go away from your mouth. V'hagisa b'yayimam v'layla. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the pasuk v'hagisa b'yayimam v'layla is a continuation of what is just said a second earlier. Lo yomush sefer Torah zeh mipicha, from your mouth. It's going to be dafka b'peh. So the very same pasuk which the Vilna Gaon quoted as a raya, that he goyed his belief, Shulchan Aruch Rav is exactly the opposite. Mipicha v'hagisa b'yayimam v'layla. And finishes off the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Ukumoy kol hamitzvos hatluyos b'dibur, just like all those mitzvahs which you need to say b'dibur, she'eino yotze b'hem yedei chavosei b'hirur. You are not yotze when you think about it. So we were medayit from the Shulchan Aruch over and over again that hiru divatera is not mitzvos talmud Torah. Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch Rav this halacha, you are not yotze talmud Torah b'hirur. Because it says, "Lo yomer sefer Torah zeh mipicha." Lemaisa the Gaon had a raya for the pasuk "Hegyoin libi," that the word "Hegyoin" is believe. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings this. He says, even the words, even without the words "Lo yomer sefer Torah zeh mipicha," even the words "V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla" means dafka bepeh, not like the Gaon. Why? What was the raya the Gaon brought from the pasuk v'hegyoin libi? He says there it says hegyoin libi, but the word hegyoin by itself could mean bepeh, and he brings kama v'kama psukim. I'll just quote two of them. It says pi tzadik yehege chochma. Talks about the mouth of the tzadik yehege chochma. So it uses the word yehege in connection with pi. Another pasuk, lo yehegu bigoroinom, with their throat. Dibur is with the hegoyin. In fact, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the simple pshat in hegoyin is with the mouth. When the Torah uses the word leiv, then hegoyin is in the mind. That's why when it says Heg yoin libi, that's take in the lave. But the simple pshat in Higoyim is bepeh. And he says, look at the psukim which we say in Birchas HaTorah itself. Look at the loshon of the brocha. Look what it says. Harev no Hashem elekeinu es divrei seroscha befinu o befiyay samcha lasoik bedivrei Torah. Not sure it's an absolute raya from Nasi B'divra Torah, does literally mean saying the words of Torah. But B'finu, or B'fiyay Samcha. So he says, when the Torah says, V'hogisa b'yayimim v'layla, u'v'seyroso yege, all that is B'peh, not like the Gaon was saying. Therefore, just to summarize, we've actually come to Halacha L'maisa Nafkemina, Machlekes, between the Gaon and Shulchan Aruch, whether Hiru Divrei Torah is Mitzvah Talmud Torah. According to the God, he says very strongly it is, and you're taking Mechuyiv to make a bracha before you think in learning. And Shulchan Aruch, as we've seen this, works the way through. Shita Shulchan Aruch is, it's not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And one thing for sure we've seen, even according to the God, that you are Mekayim a Mitzvah B'Higoyim, definitely the school, as we've been learning, to learn it, Hashmias Koyel, that you ought to remember it, that's for sure. We mentioned earlier the Ma'aril. Now, I'd just like to finish off. When I was looking at the Ma'aril in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, I saw this one line. I'd like to finish with it. He says, talking about Shabbos Nachamu, says, what is the avoid of Shabbos Nachamu? V'yismuchu kol ha'om, everybody should be besimcha, v'yiftechu, and that is a time to have bitochen, l'nechomas bias ha'goyel. B'mheira b'yomeinu, amen.